With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the European Union is targeting top Iranian officials who are allegedly involved in supplying drones and missiles to Russia. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The EU's imposing sanctions on Iran's deputy defense minister, senior members of the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, and three airlines over allegations that they supplied drones, missiles, and other equipment to Russia for use in its war against Ukraine. The minister's one of seven senior officials now banned from traveling in Europe and whose assets in the bloc have been frozen. The EU says he's involved in the development of Iran's drone and missile program, given his high-level defense role. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A SpaceX NASA rocket has been launched from Cape Canaveral in search of life on Jupiter.
The Europa Clipper left from Cape Canaveral in Florida.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff.
Scientists are almost certain a deep global ocean exists beneath Europa. If there is water, there could be life. Lori Leshin is director of NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab.
Even though it's a robot we're sending out into space, it's a very human endeavor to want to explore the unknown and especially to want to understand where life came from.
Europa Clipper won't be looking for life. It has no life detectors. But the spacecraft will zero in on the ingredients necessary to sustain life. I'm Ed Donahue.
A train operator is dead and nearly two dozen passengers injured after a New Jersey Transit commuter train struck the chunk of a tree on the tracks. New Jersey Transit says the accident occurred Monday north of the Roebling station in Mansfield Township. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 201 points, the Nasdaq rose 159. This is SRN News. TikTok might be in trouble.
The social media giant is being sued by 13 states and the District of Columbia over the content it broadcasts to children, and many Christians and conservatives say it's about time. The Parents Television and Media Council has been raising alarms about TikTok's violent and sexual content for years. Spokesman Melissa Henson says, quote, "Big tech has harmed our children for too long. Our country's leaders must work to shore up protections for kids online." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris touts her promotion of the LGBT agenda in the waning weeks of the presidential campaign. As Vice President, Harris claims to be part of the most pro-LGBT administration in the history of the country. While in the Senate, Harris sponsored several bills promoting the gay agenda in health care and the criminal justice system. As California's Attorney General, Harris refused to defend the state's Marriage Protection Act in court. This is SRN News. Canada and India each expelled six diplomats Monday in tit-for-tat moves as part of an escalating dispute over the June 2023 assassination of a Sikh activist in Canada. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Commissioner Mike Duhem says they've obtained evidence showing serious issues in Canada involving the government of India.
One, violent extremists impacting both countries. Two, links tying agents of the government of India to homicides and violent acts. Three, the use of organized crime to create perception of unsafe environment targeting the South Asian community in Canada. And the fourth, interference in democratic processes.
Foreign Minister Melanie Joly said that Canada was expelling six Indian diplomats, including the High Commissioner, after police uncovered evidence of a targeted campaign against Canadian citizens. More details at srnnews.com.